It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good riddance, f-face. So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I think we're going to have a real humdinger.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We want to mention that tomorrow on the big program, we are going to welcome a wonderful lady.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
It's about time we had a wonderful lady.
Is it Jim Nance again?
I totally lost my card. I have no idea.
Trust us, it's a wonderful lady.
You know what we're going to do tomorrow? What? I know exactly what we're going to do tomorrow. We are going to be talking to our new movie guy. I don't even remember this guy's name. They wrote it down for me. But we're trying out movie people where, you know, we're going to get our
Shalit?
Own. It's not Gene Shalit. It's not one of the biggies.
Okay.
Bethann, do you remember what the name of our movie person is? Do you have any memory of that whatsoever while we're waiting for Bethann to tell you that?
Wow. Let's call him Larry.
We'll also play Power of 10 tomorrow. What's the movie guy's name?
Dustin.
Huh?
Dustin.
Dustin. Okay.
Does he have a last name? Or is he a one-name guy?
Where? Oh, all right. There it is. I'm sorry. It was right
so
in front
many
of me.
Cards.
Tomorrow, a man who chose to live on minimum wage, Dustin. And what's the guy's name? That's see, there are no names here. That's why I was asking.
The movie review.
I started to read this, and there are no names. I'm sorry.
Promise?
Tomorrow, a man.
No, no. What is the name? A man who chose to live on minimum wage. Is there an outside shot that he's got a name?
It's a tease. They'll find out tomorrow.
No, I don't want a tease. I want to know the guy's name.
Is there a chance he's
Look,
married
when
to a
I'm
woman
from,
named Tracy?
You know what? All I try to do is have some consistency. And you know what? The handwriting was really nice. Some guy's name.
Uh-huh. Raylo Names, Alexander.
Let me explain. When you're promoting something, a name sometimes sounds good. That's all. And I was wondering if he had a name.
He
and
does.
Then I've got, does Dustin have a last name, or is it really going to be?
It's
is this
Dustin,
from
the movie guy,
or is
the
that,
movie boy.
Is that really what his name is, or did you give him that name?
That's on his website, Dustin the movie boy.
Oh, and he sounds, she tells me he sounds like BDK.
Oh, no.
Very, very
exciting. Oh, good.
All right. So.
Well played, Buzz.
I said that. It came out wrong.
Right now, caller 100, give you
Someday
a chance.
Someday we must play cards.
To win a pair of tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center. I have to remind myself not to check my messages between the second to last break of the
That'll
show.
That'll be good.
Your tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center for the first time this year. That's July 28th. Mm-hmm. Featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. Caller 100 at 877-365-3636 is a big winner for that.
I know who you are.
The thing I'm excited about, we're playing Power of 10, Rob's new game.
That's a good game, and I know who you are.
Who?
You're Mike, the radio guy.
Exactly. No, I would be tomorrow a guy that does a radio show.
And tomorrow on the show, a guy that does the news.
Here's a newsman right now.
Hi.
Keep them wanting more.
That's right. Tease them.
Never been a problem with this show.
That's right.
The thinking has always been that Las Vegas is immune to a recession. In the last 3 months, 10 million outsiders have visited Vegas, and the city's raked in nearly $3 billion from conventions. Fine. And that's just in 3 months.
Right, Rob.
But that's down from the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less than expected, which raises the question, is Las Vegas really recession-proof? Convention traffic is down nearly 13%. Convention revenue down more than 7%.
May I tell you something?
Please.
Don't worry about Vegas, baby.
It'll take care of itself?
That's right. In the end, they get it all.
Doesn't the revenue tend to go up when you visit?
Of course. I plan a trip perhaps this very summer.
With JV?
Yes, I'm going to be going with JV. We're going to have a fantastic time.
I didn't mean Jason Vesey. I meant Jacqueline Vargas.
Oh, Jacqueline Vargas.
Yeah.
Yes, she's got a new name. She got married. She might have been divorced also.
So maybe she's back to Vargas.
Should be a big fun time.
The they, who usually get it all, they aren't the only people there anymore. Local tourism officials say this kind of drop hurts the city now more than it used to because Vegas has become more than just gambling with shows and shopping and sports and outdoor recreation.
And circus.
And those businesses don't do quite as well when the number of folks going to Las Vegas is down.
It's going to be great, baby. Don't worry, you pretty little head.
I'm not going to worry.
Everything's going to be fine, baby. I will be there. I'm coming!
You're going to go?
Yeah!
Are you going to go see Siegfried and whatever?
Sure, Siegfried
sure.
And Mason.
Whoever. Yeah.
Siegfried and Dan.
A former NBA star and lovable American Charles Barkley is being sued by a Vegas casino for not paying off nearly $500,000 in gambling debts.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
The Wynn wants its $400,000 back.
I'm Steve Wynn, baby.
It says Barkley never paid back the markers he was extended last October.
After that, first, I want to tell Steve Wynn.
Oh, dear.
And him and his family, too.
Well, the Wynn isn't messing around, Charles.
No, they don't mess around.
It's asked the district attorney's office to open a criminal investigation.
Well, first, I want to play blackjack.
And you like that?
Then I'm going to go to the crap table.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go to my suite.
Then can we send you something to eat?
No, I'm going to go to the all-you-can-eat buffet.
And they'll never make a penny.
But first, I want to win.
Sure.
And I don't mean W-I-N-N.
No.
What do you mean?
W-I-N.
Oh, like a victory.
Yeah, first.
Believe
but then you have to pay back the markers.
That's terrible.
Believe me, when the Wynn calls, the district attorney's office takes it very seriously. On the bright side, the Wynn says it'll drop the whole thing against Barkley if he makes it right. Sir Charles, who's admitted he's lost about $10 million to gambling, has no comment on this latest glitch.
Good.
Now, is it surprising or not that more than half of Americans who have health insurance are on prescription meds? That includes kids. A new study says at least 51% of us are on a prescription of some kind.
I am now.
Yeah, I am. Rob?
I take so many pills in the morning, I'm seldom hungry for breakfast.
I take vitamins, and I'm taking that purple thing, that Nexium now. That's right? What I'm enjoying.
And so it tastes like grape? What's this?
What? No, go ahead.
This just in?
No, you don't have to stop the show when
well,
I get
I was
a card.
I was asking you a question.
He's curious, though. He likes to know what's
to know
going
everything.
On.
I was asking you a question.
What is the question?
Does Nexium taste like grape?
No,
it's purple.
It does not. No, thank you.
A new study says, 51%
worth
of us
it?
On prescriptions. Now, for women, it's 2 out of 3 women. For kids and teens, 1 out of 4. For adult men, well over half are on a prescription of some kind.
You know, you wonder, and one of the things really that I seriously thought about when I was taking this Nexium, which is for acid, you say to yourself, you know, back in the day when they didn't have all
what
this crap, I mean, did we all have acid back then or did we not?
Yes, but we died at the age of 13.
They just made you take a tablespoon of baking soda.
That's all you needed back then.
Milk will cure that.
I'm still talking like a Vegas guy.
Of course, and Mike Vargas.
It's not as much fun to say as bees. But ants have invaded Houston, and we're not exaggerating. Giant, hungry swarms of ants that have apparently arrived on a cargo ship. There they are. Now, those that you're hearing there, those are crazy raspberry ants. Crazy because they wander around erratically, and raspberry because that's the last name of the exterminator who first did battle with them.
Billy Raspberry.
That's right.
The kind you find in a secondhand store.
Billy Raspberry the Exterminator.
That's how they got their name. Now, these ants are crawling into people's electrical boxes in Houston and shutting off their power. They're crawling into computers and shutting those down. Individually, these ants are very tiny, but they are a formidable opponent when they're swarming in numbers like these.
Last week, they robbed a liquor store.
They're very and they did it with their teeth.
They did.
That's right. Experts say there are so many ants in swarms as sprawling as Houston itself, it'll be impossible to eradicate them. Let us now bow down to our new ant overlords.
What do you mean that they can't kill them all?
Can't kill them all. They can try to control them. That's the best we can hope for.
I know I didn't tell you about the movie I saw last night. It was Cloverfield.
How was it?
Oh, my God. I mean, as BDK and I were talking about, it's probably a better movie on the big screen, but it still was pretty good. Pretty damn awesome. I really love the technique. I recommend it highly. Came out on DVD yesterday.
Very good.
There's a sequel in the works, I understand.
What's for Cloverfield?
I think so. I think it was teased secretly at the end.
I mean, it could. They could do that easily. I think anybody that watches it, if you like sci-fi horror movies, you'll love it.
What about the ants?
The ants are scary. We can't eradicate them.
Finally, if you're headed up to Canada this weekend, you may want to help the Royal Canadian Mounted Police find this woman. 38-year-old Monique Lampron was last seen Monday leaving a friend's house in her black 93 Ford Probe.
Ford Probe. I always laugh at that car.
Right,
I can't help it.
5'4", long blonde hair, and brown eyes. She's wearing blue spandex pants. And a T-shirt that says on the front and then on the back, "Who needs boobs with an ass like this?"
Baby.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Boy, I'm still thinking about Buzz Babes after all this time.
I got you going again.
She should apply.
You're going to get cracking on that, right?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. I want to thank Patty Starr, who was fantastic on the show. She's
very
the
cool.
Ghost Hunter. I think you go to ghosthunter.com to find anything out about her. She's got a Scarefest thing coming up in September.
Scarefest 2008.
I don't think it's 2008. In Lexington, Kentucky. Also, our thanks to a presidential candidate and all-around libertarian guy, Bob Barr.
Bob Barr.
He'll be running for president. You can actually go out and vote for him if you want to.
And we sure had some good steak today.
Yeah, we had delicious steak. I don't think we're supposed to mention that, though.
All right. That was good,
but
though.
Then again, the other people didn't come by, so thanks. To who was it? Flemings. Right. Mm-hmm. Flemings brought us some very nice meat. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Finish My Sentence radio network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
don't fish in the company pond unless you have the invisible bait. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun and more thrills. And
good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.